kick starting our interviews, in studio we have Zara Hendricks. She's a rugby player and she made headlines when she wore her hijab while playing. Welcome to Aries Radio, Zara. How are you feeling today?
Thank you so much for welcoming me. I'm feeling well. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling amazing. Just the voice is a bit bad. So could you tell us more about yourself?
Okay, so my name is Zahra Hendricks.
Zahra.
Okay. I'm 22 years old and I'm in first year at UCT. Mm-hmm. And I play rugby.
So when did your love for rugby start?
Well, it started before, I don't know, I feel like this is like, it started from my mom because she was so, she had a love for rugby, but not to play. I think she loved watching rugby. My brothers played rugby. Mm-hmm. So it was always something we could, you know, engage on, something we could always be speaking about, keeping up to date. At the dinner table, we would be speaking about rugby or, you know, the latest. And so, I mean, it's always been something. I mean, I've had an interest because of them. And then I started at UCT this year and I was starting new things. And I was like, you know what, maybe I should try out rugby since they have a women's team. Mm-hmm. And so I went for it and that's how I started.
I mentioned you play rugby with hijab. Did you always do this?
Well, I played touch rugby 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I played with my hijab then, but I think it's because the platform wasn't as, the community was much smaller, so it wasn't, you know, something for, it wasn't strange, and because it was a Muslim community, mm-hmm. It wasn't something strange for me to be playing with my hijab. And then when I started at UCT, and I played with my hijab again, it was something different for the UCT rugby community. So I have always played with it, but I feel like since I just started this year, I don't know if I can say I have always played, because I feel like I have always, it feels like it had to be long term.
So what has the response been, what response have you received from while playing rugby with hijab?
I feel like it raised a lot of eyebrows, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it made people interested in like why I did that, mainly because it's not very common in Cape Town or in South Africa in the Muslim communities. And I mean, I've only seen good feedback, so the response is very positive in that regard. Yeah.
So what does inclusivity mean to you with regards to rugby?
Well, I feel like inclusivity, it, with regards to rugby, mm-hmm. at this point, well, it's special to me, mainly because I never had the opportunity to tell my story or tell people why I do what I do or why I chose to do it this way. Because, I mean, it's my choice, mm-hmm. to be wearing my hijab, because I could have been wearing a scrum cap to just cover my hair, or I could have been practicing in a pea cap or whatever, but I chose to wear my hijab because I feel like I'm representing myself as a Muslim because that's who I am. And then inclusivity on a whole, for UCT, I feel very honored to be a part of such an inclusive community, and I've never been judged for wearing my scarf. And I say this because I remember on my first game, someone asked me, are you going to play with that? And then I was like, yeah, what do you mean? I've been coming to practice all the time with my hijab. Why wouldn't I be playing with it? And then, so it was funny at that time. But like, you know what? They just let me be. Mm-hmm. I feel like inclusivity is just about you being you and you being yourself, being true to yourself and what you stand for. So, yeah, I'm quite honored in that regard.
Do you think there's a stigma regarding women in rugby?
I feel like there's a stigma with regard to women in many sports, mm-hmm. and I feel like people feel that women aren't as able, or they don't have that strength to do what men do. And since rugby is such a male dominant sport, mm-hmm. it was something different, because I mean, I'm wearing my hijab and I'm a woman playing rugby. So yes, I do think that there is, but there are so many great people breaking the stereotypes. I mean, internationally, because if we look at people like Zahra Lari, she's a figure skater, Ibtiaj Mohammed, Ibtiaz Mohammed, the fencer. Uh-huh. So there are other people that are doing great things, and they are so inspirational to me, and they have inspired me to be stand tall and be who I am, and like, you know, not to be afraid of, you know, people judging me or, you know, holding me back. So I feel like, yes, there is
a stigma.
Sorry, there is a stigma, but you know what? Women are stronger than ever before. So that is finally being broken down.
So, what words of encouragement do you have for young girls that want to pursue rugby as well?
Well, I feel like young girls that would like to pursue any sport. If you want to do it, if you have a passion for a specific sport, you go for it and you don't let anyone hold you back, because the only person that can really hold you back is you. Mm-hmm. So you're your biggest enemy. Mm-hmm. So if you conquer that, or if you're in control of that, you have nothing else to worry about. Mm-hmm. So it's about discipline and, you know, being true to yourself. So yeah.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I'd like to say thank you for giving me this opportunity to just, you know, share with you a little bit about myself. And yeah, so all the young girls out there that would like to pursue anything in life, go for it, because you can.
Thank you so much. Well, guys, there you have it. Here's somebody that's trying to break the stigma around women in sports, and I really think that's a great thing. And I just want to say that I'm not a rugby person, and my... Well, Muji, if he was here, you guys would have engaged much better, because he plays rugby as well.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he has exams. So thanks so much for spending time with us today.
You're welcome.